What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Evolve You podcast. I am your host, Dr. Brian McElderry, holistic life coach, business mentor, speaker, and author. And I am so glad you have decided to join us again on another episode. If you're a first time listener, if you're a returning listener, it is so good to just speak life into each and every one of you that is listening today, whether it be morning, evening, afternoon, whatever time it is in your space right now. I just want to fire you up today because I think we all need that. I know at times you hear me come on here with this somber tone and you hear me ignite throughout the podcast episode, but right now, I think so much energy just needs to be poured and flowing through our each and every one of our veins so that we may find hope and optimism and truth and just this fire within each and every one of us to move forward as best as possible as we can during this season. So many people are in many different areas in their life right now where they're trying to grow, where they're trying to survive, where they're trying to just find clarity in whatever it is that they're going through. And I just want to congratulate you really for being on this episode right now, taking the time out of your day to say, hey, Brian, we want to hear what you have to say. So with that being said, if you have not done so already, go ahead and rate and review our podcast. You can do it right now. Pause it for the calls. Go ahead and handle that really quickly for us and come back to us. Or you can do it right after the episode if you enjoy this one. If you have not done so already and you've been listening to us for a while, please go ahead and do that. That helps the podcast grow and just prosper. So many more people can hear this message and maybe get something out of it to where they can find purpose within their own lives. So with that being said, as always, if I kind of deviate from the platform for a little while, I like to update each and every one of you of what's going on within me personally, what's going on in our world, what's going on within my business that maybe some of you are wondering what I do and maybe you're wondering what's next or what I'm doing right now, maybe how you can get involved. So I want to kind of quickly update you on what's going on. I haven't talked to you guys on this platform probably in a couple of weeks, really. The last one was over racial injustice. And if you've not listened to that one, go listen to that one. That was at the beginning of the unfortunate situation that happened within our country. But we're finding now that it was so much needed during this season for us to find that we have systemic issues within our society that need to be resolved. And unfortunately, certain things have to happen to push us towards pain so that we may find unity and find a solution and legislative ways to find us an answer, right, to how we can move forward. So with that being said, go check out those. Personally, I just got back from Alabama. I went to visit my dad, surprised him, really not a surprise. I have to give updates, obviously, with all the travel and stuff. I am safe during this season. Visited him for Father's Day and his birthday as well. And it was so beautiful just to see my parents, my mom and my dad and my brother. We got together. We had a good meal. We actually went to play golf, me, my brother, and my dad. My brother shot his lowest round ever. He shot a 66. If you're familiar with golf, this was straight up. He's hitting the ball so well. I'm so proud of him for just pushing through our first love and really finding just this passion behind it to grow in that area, even though it's not necessarily your main thing. You're just continuously to grow. So that was fun. What else? We got the business on the back end. We've been doing amazing things. We've been doing well, growing each and every month. I'm so proud of each and every one of my one-on-one clients that have joined me, whether it been joining me through the life coaching piece or the business mentorship piece, or you're combining both together. I'm so proud of each and every one of you. And hopefully, if you're listening right now, know that you are doing the work and you are, this is a process, this is a journey. And I'm so excited for you to see yourself on the other side by you saying yes to yourself on the front end. If you guys are in kind of any inquiry about what I do, everything will be down in the show notes. So I don't want to make this episode about that. Personally, I'm doing well. Health, wealth, I guess I kind of like to separate it. Health, wealth, relationships, family, spirituality, all of those things are in good spaces right now for me. I'm just trying to give as much as possible and lead with love empathy and compassion during this time, as I know a lot of people are not in a good space. And hopefully you can find on this platform some episode, maybe this one in particular, that gives you some sense of purpose or just an idea that sparks in your mind to say, yes, I can do it. So in today's episode, let's go ahead and dive in today. If you guys have any questions personally, I am wide open. Go ahead and email me or reach out to me on any social platform. I'll be glad to connect with you. Today's episode, we're going to be talking about how to have difficult conversations. I think communication has been heightened during this season, whether it be on racial issues, whether it be on legislative issues, whether it be on some of us are still trying to practice, obviously, social distancing, and we feel like we're still in quarantine. Some of us are still stuck with the kids. Some of us are still stuck with our spouses. Some of us are still alone in a physical sense, but also in a mental sense of trying to just find out, how in the world can I get control of my own self so I can move forward? And if you're a believer in God's way that He has planned for me and positioned me properly during this time, okay? So we want to talk about that today, because I think that everyone's been trying to navigate how they can communicate at a heightened level. And I've been getting a lot of questions, Brian, how in the world do I have these conversations, whether it be at work, whether it be at home, whether it be with myself, friends, how do I just have difficult conversations? And I love to give stepwise processes. So it's going to be a three-step process that I want you guys to follow. If you'd like to take notes or if you want to revisit, go ahead. It's three simple processes. I want to give you, I love to start with stories really quick. And I think for me, I started off practicing what I preach. So when we had the situation that fell on our society, on our world, it was tough to take in because it was so painful. And when people find pain, especially in pain and in their lack of understanding, they don't know where to start the conversation, because a lot of us don't want to say the wrong thing. We don't want to do the wrong thing. We don't want to offend anybody. We don't want to feel like our authority is challenged based on what we do not know if you're an authoritative leadership role. I think it's more key now that we speak up on the things that we do not know and we seek understanding in those areas, so that we can grow. You should always be a student of life. You should always want to be finding that, hey, I'm not at a level and I should be chasing the best version of me at all times. So for me personally, the first thing that I did, I revisited my history lesson. If you guys did not listen to that last episode, please go listen to that. I'm from Birmingham, Alabama, kind of grew up with this history of racial injustice, of history being in an epicenter of the civil rights movement, and my lineage of my parents and my grandparents being so close within that. So I remember the stories. My mom and my dad still tell stories to this day of how they felt during that season. So it felt very close to me. So for me, I felt that when this happened, when these difficult conversations come up, what I want to do, if I feel like for me, I do not know, I want to find solutions or answers for people that I feel like do know. If I do feel like I have some sense of knowledge that others do not have, and others are afraid to start the conversation, I feel like, and this is just me personally, in my opinion, as a leader, I feel like you can open up that conversation a little bit better by welcoming yourself and not holding on to this knowledge and assuming that others are going to take that initiative to go and find the answer. So I love to ignite the conversations first. I love to just open up the conversations with questions. There's a great book out there, and it's entitled The Best Leaders Are the Best, and don't quote me on this, you can actually Google it. I think it's by John Maxwell. The best way to lead, or the best person is the one, the most powerful person is the one who asks the best questions, or the one who asks the most powerful questions. So for me in that book, and this is bad, okay? So you guys can go, maybe I'll link it down below, but just go Google that. I think it's by John Maxwell. I can't, it's off the top of my head. I haven't read it in a while, but there's a lot of great, great questions in there about how to start a conversation that's uncomfortable, okay? So the first step I want you to follow, first step is I want you to have an end in mind. Begin with the end in mind, Okay. A lot of us, we feel this uncomfortable sense when we go into having a difficult conversation. Now, a lot of us maybe want to have that conversation by starting the conversation, right? Now, you could reciprocate this by other people coming to you with that conversation, and you could be on the receiving end, right? So begin with the end in mind. Brian, what does that mean? That essentially means that you want to go into a difficult conversation with have some type of outlook of how you would want the conversation to end. Would you want the conversation to end by both parties having a understanding, having an opinion, getting their voices out on each perspective, you respecting each perspective, and you ultimately as adults, hopefully make the right decision? Because at the end of the day, again, I always tell people that you can't tell grown folks what to do. Okay. And what that means is essentially that you're crippling people by giving them the answer. You want to be able to empower people to make a powerful decision for their life. Okay. Because what happens a lot of times when we feel forced into making a decision, we feel swayed into making a decision. We now feel uncomfortable and we start to question, did we make the right decision? Are we following, or did we empower ourselves to make the right decisions for our own lives? Okay. So begin with the end in mind. Have this vision of how you would want this conversation to go. If this is a racial conversation right now and you're uncomfortable and you're an African-American male or a female that is having a conversation with your white counterpart, and that white counterpart doesn't understand what's going on during this season, I want you to understand that have an outlook that says, well, what would I want at the end of this? It may happen. It may not happen. But what would be ideal for me to understand where they're coming from, for me to maybe get a sense of them understanding where I'm coming from, for us to maybe have a mutual respect about how we can both move forward after this conversation? That's a different thought process than going into a conversation, a difficult conversation, very one-sided. Let me relate it to my couples out there. If you're trying to have a difficult conversation and you are bringing up an issue or a problem, have an end goal in mind. The end goal is essentially, of any difficult conversation, is how can we move forward together to find a solution that potentially will work best for both of us, that we gain an understanding of perspectives, we respect those perspectives, and we move forward. You do not have to accept everything, right? But you can respect it, okay? Because at the end of the day, again, how I'm so calm during these seasons is that grown people are going to do what they want to do at the end of the day. Number three example, if you are leading in a corporate arena, if you are leading a team, if you are at a workplace, if you're in your business right now and you're trying to lead people and you have to have difficult conversations with your team members, the best way, again, is to approach any difficult conversation with a sound mind and to understand where this person is coming from so you can respond accordingly, either in a coaching moment or even in a revelation that, hey, maybe I'm in the wrong. If you're a leader and you have to accept that, wow, I did not know you felt that way. That is my bad. That's on me. Right? So now we have an understanding, we can move forward, we can respect it, we can understand the thought process of each and every individual, because each and every individual is coming from so many years of experiences with various people, 30,000 to 60,000 thoughts a day for that duration of time. How many different ways do you think somebody's going to process something versus you when we think everyone is supposed to know what we know? Common sense is not too common these days, obviously, as we see. Let's move on to number two. Separate facts from stories. Separate facts from stories. We want to seek facts. We want to seek facts. What is happening now in our social climate is that we have a lot of people with perspectives and opinions. Let me give you some definitions really quick. Facts are what actually happened. Stories are meaning, or the, put in quotation marks, the why for which we assign to those facts. So a lot of times when We have to have difficult conversations around things that we don't agree with, or things that are a problem in our society, in our workplace, in our finances, in our relationships, in our whatever it is that we need to have to move forward into these difficult conversations when we're interacting with other people. We need to understand, what are the facts right now? What is the problem? What is the solution that we've created in our minds already if we're bringing this problem up? How can we find a solution to this problem together by me understanding, now that we have the facts down, what is your story? How do you perceive this problem? Okay, great. Now that I understand how you perceive this problem from your experiences, here's how I perceive this problem from my experiences. Now, once we have the stories after the facts, which story lines up with the direction that we need to go? Which story is more truthful and sound and right in God's mind, in God's plan, in the way we're supposed to treat people by the laws and the regulations that we have in our society that we can move forward? Because at the end of the day, we are dealing with people. People. How are we treating people? These personal perceptions and opinions and thought processes, we've got to start moving those to the side, because we make decisions off emotional. We make decisions off emotions, okay? I've said that multiple times in all of my episodes when it comes to more life coaching pieces, is that when you understand that you are making decisions off emotions and you can control those emotions, you can take them into captivity, and then you can separate those from the facts. You can remove your emotions, see the facts, engage your emotions again, and then move how you need to move. That is a powerful tool. Let's go on to number three. We want to create a safe environment that will facilitate open dialogue. What does it mean by a safe environment? An environment it doesn't have to be a physical environment. It could be a spiritual space. It could be a mental capacity that you're in. If you're stressed, if you're overwhelmed, if you're angry, if you are coming off work, if you're coming off another conversation that didn't go well, now you're trying to have this difficult conversation back to back to back to back. Those emotions are going to trickle over from the previous environment. Maybe that environment is within your own mind. We want to create this safe space. Which is why a lot of times when I'm trying to have a difficult conversation, or when I'm trying to have a very in-depth conversation, this goes into my business. This goes into when I have a lot of connect calls with people. If you guys have been on one of my connect calls, you know that I love to slow the conversation down. Maybe you've experienced this. Maybe you didn't know it. Hey, I would love to have a conversation with you, hear your story out. I'll tell a little bit about myself. We can see where you want to improve. Maybe if I can help, we can move forward into a solution for you. What would that sound like? That would sound great, Brian. Let's have a conversation. We've now removed all of the external barriers of stress, of anxiety, and now we've honed in on the one conversation that we need to have. We've set a time, we've set a space, we now have it maybe days in ahead. Maybe it needs to have a conversation now and you have to move to a physical space. If you're in a workspace, hey, let's bring this into the office. Hey, let's bring this outside. Hey, can we sit down for a little bit? Hey, do you have some time in your schedule? I'd love to have just a quick chat with you. We need to be in the right state of mind, because what happens a lot of times when you feel rushed, when the conversation just feels like it's out of the blue, someone's spurting something on you and you're not ready for it. We both have responsibilities, right? If you're on the receiving end of that, you wonder, where is this coming from? I'm not ready to have this conversation yet. If you're on the giving end and you start that conversation, maybe you can slow that down and control your emotion. I'm angry. I want to spit this out to this person. I want to get this off my chest. But in your mind, maybe that's not the right way to approach it, because you're not going to get the solution, the end goal, the outcome that you want. because emotions are going to flare. So I really want us to focus on this. And when you're going into this safe space, I want you to create this curiosity. I want you to create this desire to find out the facts, to understand what the other person is dealing with, to understand more about how you are reacting, why you reacted that way. It's a beautiful thing when you have this curiosity going between communication. I like to approach every conversation that way and just wanting to know more before I respond in a manner, because when I gain more information, a lot of times I don't have to speak that long because now I've gained the information of how to speak one way correctly. And now I understand, wow, I don't have to give my energy so much if I just simply listen for a second. If I just respect this person enough to understand that I don't hate you. I don't fault you necessarily. I want to treat you with compassion. I want to understand. I want us to move forward together. I want us to be better together as a unit, whether it be relationship, your workplace, your employees. Maybe it's a friend. Maybe it's a new acquaintance that you need to bring up a conversation with. These things are so key, and they're so simplistic, right? Let's revisit them. Begin with the end in mind. Separate facts from stories and create a safe environment that will facilitate open dialogue and seek curiosity. It's a simple formula. It's a simple formula to understand that we are emotionally driven, to understand at the end of the day that we have feelings of doubt, of fear, of shame. Vulnerability creeps up. We feel weak. We feel like we've got our hands tied. Sometimes we feel empowered. We feel encouraged. We feel motivated. We feel inspired. We feel ignited to do more things. Why is it one day, one feeling? Why do these sway? And it's okay. I actually like people to sway more to the left. And no, it's not political. Sway more to the left, meaning I want you to sway more to the fear, the doubt, the anxiety, the vulnerability, the shame, the doubt, the overwhelm. These things will allow you to seek and gain understanding because it's an uncomfortable place, and the uncomfortable place means growth. When that growth happens, you can feel more. The quicker you can grow from those situations, the quicker you quit running and retreating and actually start maybe unplugging a little bit to gain more understanding and then move swiftly into the abundance of love, compassion, empathy. It's trying times right now. Trying times to where all of us are looking for direction. All of us are looking for one solution. All of us are waiting for when COVID ends. We're waiting for when racial injustice will end. We're waiting for one answer to each and every one of these problems that are now inflicting pain upon our lives. I want you guys to feel empowered that this is a beautiful space to be in. Why is that? Because it means that we are growing. Can you imagine? I want you to imagine for a second that if we didn't have these situations that we're going through during 2020, can you imagine the mindset that you would still be in? Can you imagine the mental capacity and space and the feelings that you would be suppressing for another year, maybe even the rest of your life, if this never happened? Could you imagine the steps that you didn't take during quarantine if this did not happen? Can you imagine the time spent with family, your kids, your loved ones, maybe even yourself or God? if this did not happen? Difficult conversations are tough with ourselves. And unfortunately, a lot of us want to remove ourselves. But we weren't placed on this earth to do life alone. We were placed on this earth to move forward as a unit, as a people, as one unit from all different walks of life, skin color, ethnicity, background, ages, knowledge bases. We all have some piece to play in this puzzle of life. What's your piece? I love each and every one of you. Thank you so much for listening to this particular episode. If this did help you in any type of way, please let me know. Reach out to me. I'm very, very open to connecting with any person. Like I said, I'm a student of life. So if I can learn from you, if I help you in any way, please let me know. If you have any opinions or anything to say, I'd love to hear them. We have a free community group. It's our free Slack Inner Circle community. If you want to join that, it is free down below in the show notes. If you want to inquire about any coaching, any courses, everything will be down in the show notes. If you just want to connect and ask questions about what these things are, my link will be down below to connect as well. Thank you guys so much. Please go ahead and rate and review this episode if you have not done so already. It only takes a second on Apple. Hit those 5 stars for us. Let us know with a quick comment that you tuned in, maybe what episode you listened to, and I would love to hear from you. Thank you guys so much. Be safe and make sure that you are growing and not retreating and running, but yet putting yourself in those positions so where you can grow together. Love you guys, and I'll see you in the next episode.